Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Kurt Heelan's our buddy from NBC Sports. He covers the NBA, and he comes on Coast to Coast as often as we can. He's in Lipstick City. So, first of all, I want to get your opinion, because I've already gone on record as saying I think it's a joke that Miller's calling this series, because he's such a homerized milquetoast femme for the Pacers. He's, in the previous series, he was literally on the court high-fiving players in the middle of the game. And then last night he was doing it again, pointing at players, like, you're my guy. Nice job. He's a cheerleader for them. And, I said, in essence, where I come from at Ernie Pyle School of Journalism, I remember at the beginning of my career, just everyone told me the same thing. You can never be rooting for a team when you're calling games. Play-by-player analyst, yep. You can't be rooting for a team. You have to be objective. In particular, doing a national broadcast. And I think it is just insanity that they let this guy root for the Pacers all night on national television. In fact, I think they get a kick out of it, but I think it's embarrassing.
I'm going to be careful here because I work for NBC and we just hired him. But this is not the guy I would have put in this place. You're right. I think it's partially, I don't want to say they're trying to antagonize, but I think they like the energy. I think they like that kind of dynamic of him not liking the Knicks and that kind of playing into something. But it's not where I would have gone with all the options they had for that booth. Because this is the lone TNT series. This is your A team. You could have gone a lot of directions.
So, that's a nice way of saying I'm right without you getting in trouble. Here's the deal. You want to have New York in the finals because you want to have some excitement. You don't want to go to Oklahoma City and Indianapolis, but I'm afraid you're gonna.
After last night, I'm afraid of that as well. And I don't really have a dog in. I do like spending time in New York City. At the end of the day, that's the game the Knicks are going to look back and go, oh man, how did we let that go? How did that get away from us? And part of that is that they did possession. Brunson had a turnover late, too many missed free throws. Give the Pacers all some credit with Bruce Smith's shots.
We're going to try to get Kurt to refresh from his end, because we're having tremendous problems with him with technology. So what we're going to do is try to reboot him and then get him back. And if it happens again, we're just going to have to say sayonara, because it's just not working. Let's see if we can get him back on at some point here in the next couple of seconds. Let's try it again, Kurt. Let's pick it up with, let's see how it goes. First of all, they melted down last night like no other. I mean, it was disgusting. I thought their defense evaporated. I thought they got tired. I thought they got shell-shocked by the Halliburton shot. Once he dropped that shot, two or three or otherwise, the game was over. I thought Indy had him right where they wanted him.
I think that they were playing to prevent losing, right? Like, that was almost a prevent defense at the end of that thing, which was got them in trouble, and they had some empty possessions. They made a couple of buckets. I want to give the Pacers credit for, I think, taking that game. But that was not a great last few minutes. They were just playing not to lose, and that will get you in trouble. And that's not who the Knicks have been. They've been a good clutch team all playoffs, and they weren't tonight. They weren't on Monday night, and this is the game they're going to regret.
Yeah, I said earlier the same words, except I did say they did play to lose. They played to lose in the last several minutes of that game. They played to lose. I took the Pacers, even though I'm a giant Knicks fan and diehard, and I go to the Garden. I'm a completely on a take for the Knicks, but I have said for 3 months the Pacers are the most dangerous playoff-built team in the East. I said they can beat anybody. I said they will beat anybody. I said they'd win round one, round two. I said they're going to win this round. I think they're better than the Knicks. I think they're 10 deep, even though they can use 12 up to players. I think they're 10 deep, two rotations that can annihilate anybody. I think they're flat out better than the Knicks. I know everyone says the Knicks have the best starting five, and I'm like, you know, my ass, they do.
Are you worried also about just wearing down a little bit? Like, the games are every other day. They were every other day at the end of the last series. At what point does this physically start to catch up with the Knicks, where the Pacers, I mean, guys don't play more than 35 minutes generally in a game. They don't have to go that deep. A little different last night with overtime, but they don't have to go that deep. And if they don't have to go that deep, it's an advantage as the series goes on. It is every other day and grinds them down. But I think the Knicks are tougher. I think you can come out of that with positives. Brunson got wherever he wanted to go on offense. Towns had a great game. Mitchell Robinson played well. They didn't close that thing, but I think there's a lot you could take out of that game and say, man, we could still win this series, that they have got to win game two. And I think kind of do it in a decisive enough way to give themselves confidence.
I think if they lose game two, it's over. I think it's already starting to smell like it's over, because you cannot do something like they did and not benefit from it. Like, what is the number? Somewhere around 75% of teams that win game one go on and win. Yeah. And to be down 17, 4-9, you know, 7, and then at all with under a minute, 9-7, and you still win the game. I mean, it's all I need to know that they can – look, they have been the kryptonite of the Knicks. They've been a pain in the Knicks' ass for 35 years.
Yeah. And this in itself, it believes it belongs here. Look, they were in the conference finals a year ago. They believe this is their turn, that they have taken a step forward, and they're playing with that confidence, and they play with it till the final buzzer, which is, again, how many teams down 14 with under roll over right there? Almost everybody, right? Like, nobody really comes back. Coaches are pulling guys to get them rest for the next game or whatever. Pacers believe they can win anything up until the last minute, and that confidence and that ability to score, their offense is really dynamic. That offense can win them a lot of games.
You know, I have watched the Knicks not guard Miles Turner for about 3 or 4 years now. I have watched the Knicks not guard T.J. McConnell for about 3 or 4 years now. And, I mean, T.J. McConnell was shooting layups last night, and he's like 6 foot two. I mean, this guy was shooting layups like nobody was on the floor, like he was warming up in a warm-up line. It was embarrassing. They have never guarded Turner. They let Turner shoot threes like he's at the free throw line. He was 5 of 5 his first 5 shots. I thought their defense on Naismith in the fourth was ass mustard. I thought their defense on Halliburton was 3 feet short of even being able to tell your girlfriend you love her. I mean, honestly, they just were 3 feet short of any guy. I want to know, well, now that I know that I'm still convinced they can't beat the Pacers, what do you think the Thunder are going to do tonight? Because they kicked the Wolves' ass the other night. A lot of people think that it's going to be closer tonight. Are you buying that? Because they're going to the finals, and actually, they're going to win the championship.
Look, I said they were going to win the championship. I said whoever came out of Game 7, Denver OKC, was winning it all, and I will not back off that. I kind of expect the opposite. I don't think that was the best Oklahoma City game, honestly. They started to find their groove. They didn't play well offensively early. I think
you're right.
You're going to see them make amends in this game that they did in the last game. I think they're going to be much better in game two. And I this could be ugly. I think Minnesota extend this, but that was their game. They had to take game one, because I think OKC is going to come back better in game two.
Listen, I hope you have no fun at all in Oklahoma City in the finals and you can't find a good restaurant.
That's probably true.
I'm glad we got through this interview. It's very exciting because we had about a 2 in 10 chance of getting through it. We got through it. I love you, Kurt. Enjoy the rest of the series, both of them.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
So, always love having Kurt Helan on from NBC. We had a bad connection today. It is what it is. You know, maybe he went surfing or something. And, you know, the salt water could have been, you know, carried over into the house and then maybe got one of the lines wet or something. You never know. And maybe it was a shark. Who knows? But I always like having Kurt on to talk NBA rack. I love how the guy's like worried about where he's going to be at the finals so he can, you know, have a good time and party and go to the bar and have a good steak. More important than who's playing. That's what I like about him. He's like, yeah, I don't really want to go to Oklahoma City and Indianapolis. I keep telling you, man, Indianapolis is underrated. Everything about it's great. You know, when you fly to New York, now one of the airports, Mike, as you know, doesn't even have a runway. It doesn't even have a runway, Newark. And then you got LaGuardia and JFK. And when you land there, it takes 2 hours to get to Manhattan with the traffic. So when you go to Indianapolis, it takes 10 minutes. You land and you're in the city. You're at your hotel in 10 minutes. And I mean, you're having dinner. It is just fantastic. So, that's why they have all those combines and Final Fours and Super Bowls there. Indy School, underrated. And I keep telling you, the Pacer Clubhouse Bar in the airport right there before you go into the terminal, like into your like section A, B, C, or D to fly out, it's right in the main area where you go before you choose your tunnel you go in. And I always stop there and eat and get loaded before the flight. I mean, you have to. If you're in Indianapolis, don't you? You have to have a couple of bloodies. Come on. You got to stay focused. All right, Carver High, you're showing me Pacer Knicks series odds, game two odds. What do you got? Where do you hurt?
Yeah, let's finish this off and then move on to tonight's game. But first, I will tell you, as far as the series goes, the Pacers are now favorites after winning game one. They're -168. Knicks are +142. That is for the series.
Well, that changed in a hurry.
Yes, it did. It flipped. But meanwhile, you have game number two tomorrow night, Friday night at the Garden. So last night was what, 4.5, right, Scotty? I believe four and a half was where
four
it was.
And a half.
How about 6 tomorrow night? Knicks -6 in this game number two at the Garden.
Yeah, like right now, I'm still troubled to make this pick, but I would say, after what I saw last night, how do I not grab 6 points? they folded up like a tent at a campground. I mean, they just folded up shop. And now all of a sudden they're going to be better? They're going to, what? Oh, they're going to go look at some film and Tibbs are going to make some adjustments. Bruh, they were up 17. And it was like walking in on your wife with another dude. Like, it was bad. Like, it was really bad. I gotta go light a candle. I gotta go to confession. Honestly, I need a priest. Like, what am I? The Knicks are gonna get better? No, they took it in the arse, and it's only getting worse from here. And If I'm so wrong, what did the sportsbooks just do? They flip like a pancake. I mean, they are flipping pancakes on the griddle. The Knicks were favored. Everyone and their mother and their brother and cousin and uncle said the Knicks were, I mean, what broadcaster or basketball analyst or writer or someone that covers or podcasts, whatever, who wasn't on the Knicks? I mean, except for you and I. They're in trouble, man. And I said they were in trouble before they even tipped the ball. This team that they're playing is a problem, and the sportsbooks are already on it. If you don't bet that price right there, it'll only get worse when they start beating them in the next couple of games. I keep telling you, I hate to say it, I want the Knicks to win every single second. I love them, but they're not better than the Pacers.
Not better than the Pacers. They certainly didn't look like it last night. All right, so tomorrow, game two at the Garden. We will do plenty of that then. How about tonight, though? We have the second game between the Thunder and the T-Wolves in OKC. We'll start off with SGA because he won the MVP award yesterday, officially. And by the way, I looked at the voting. It wasn't even close. He ran away and won that award. There was not close between him and the Joker. He got, like, almost all the first-place votes. But there's only one thing that he really cares about, Scotty. That's winning. Awards are nice, but winning is what matters.
When I picked up a basketball and I was 9 years old playing AAU, like, I never sat there like, I want to be an all-star, I want to be an MVP. I sat there like, I want to win this tournament. And winning is everything. If you don't win, none of it matters. And that's just how I see the game. That's how I see competition in general. Like, you play, whether it's pick up with your friends, whether it's men's league and you're 55, whether it's novice basketball and you're 9 years old, like, you pick up the ball to play and win. And that's what I'm after, winning as many times as I possibly can.
Yeah, I honestly, I know exactly how he feels, and I couldn't agree with him more. Like, I play ball so much, and all I want to do is win. Losing sucks.
Losing sucks. I figured you would like that, talking about how when you show up to the gym, all you want to do is win. How about this, though, for SGA? Because he won the MVP, and he's been on these first-team All-NBAs, he's now eligible for a 5-year, $380 million extension. That's in next offseason. Not this offseason, next offseason. That's $76 million per year. Now, this offseason, he can only sign a 4-year, $293.
Why would you do that?
I guess you wait a year and then you get the $380, right? You wait 1 year and you get the 5 years, $380 million. $76 million a year. For SGA.
I think that'll cover it. That's why he bought all of his teammates Rollies.
Right. I mean, that's like a $20 bill for everybody else. Him buying everybody who bought these Rolexes now. I mean, that's just nothing. And he gave all his teammates Rolexes.
I think most of those Rollies are 50 large each.
Yeah, probably, right? Those are no joke. I mean, you saw them. I mean, they were blinging out. They had them all in the Instagram photo. They had all
worked. I am telling you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
I mean, we got a lot going on here. There's death threats. I mean, it is all stunning what's happening here on this set. Death threats and stuff. Like, Carver Heights, it's a little frustrating. There's some tension. There could be some injuries, but hopefully not. I mean, we'll just keep moving on and see what happens here. So you got the West Final tonight again, right? And yeah. In Oak City at the Paycom. Meanwhile, what were the ratings for the first game? It turns out is Mr. Silver bragging about the ratings these days?
No, I think that we would say that the ratings were horrible. I think is what we could say.
Horrible.
The ratings were horrible.
Horrible.
Game one of the Western Conference Finals on ESPN were down 24%. From last year. It's the lowest watched non-COVID conference final opener since 2013. That was Memphis and San Antonio. I saw this when the series started too, and I think that people will probably point at this. This is like the first time in 29 years that there isn't a team in the from either California or Texas in the Western Conference Finals. Either a team from Texas or California has been in it for 30 years, and this year you get OKC and Minnesota. So two, I guess you could say, smaller markets, and maybe that's why.
Or you could look at it like this. People, in general, hate people from New York, and they hate people from California. In general, I've known that. I've lived in both for half my life. And if you live in California, people hate you. If you live in New York City, everyone hates New Yorkers. They're the most painful people on earth. They really are, bar none, besides the French. And I'm right about that, too. But I could care less about that California, New York, or Texas nonsense that you just gave me. Whatever that is. Who gives a rat's ass where teams are from? It's simple. It's the teams that are the problem. Now, you got a team, the most exciting team in the league, the fastest, youngest, most explosive team in the league, and you don't want to watch that? That's the NBA's problem. Because I love watching them play basketball, so I don't care what you think. And secondly, the other team, now, no one wants to go to Minnesota for anything. At all. Ever. Not even a wedding or visit a cousin. Nothing. Grandma, Grandma, you come to us. We'll pay for you to come to us. We're not coming there. We don't want to go there. That's why no one's watching. Because no one cares about Minnesota. And let me tell you something else while I'm at it. No one cares about the Vikings either. Or the Twins. Listen, when the Twins are in the playoffs, you know what that is? That's an enema. An enema.
Not fun. Not fun at all.
What do the Yankees do to the Twins in the playoffs?
Yeah,
they
always. They shouldn't even let them play in those situations.
Shouldn't even be allowed.
They really should. Shouldn't even be allowed to be in there. Anthony Edwards got a $50,000 FedEx from the league for the profanity in this post-game press conference the other night.
I've had those problems with my profanity.
Those happen. Chris Finch and the Timberwolves, of course, get ready for tonight. Finch really saw one glaring problem from game number one. They couldn't hit any shots. He's hoping that changes.
Yeah, I mean, I thought there's a lot of good shots out there that sometimes we found them, didn't knock them down. Sometimes we didn't find them. Thought, kind of shot selection in the second half really hurt us. Turnovers in the first half really hurt us. Not too dissimilar for what we felt walking off the floor.
The live ball turnovers are both the real kind of killers. They're steals.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I thought we did a good job of getting back in transition after our turnovers for the most part. But we still had way too many unforced ones, unnecessary ones, live ball ones too. So
now he just said he thought they did a good job getting back on the turnovers. What did I say to you yesterday? 31 points off of turnovers the Thunder had in the game. No. What's he talking about?
Listen, since he was so wrong, let's talk about what really matters here. It's clear to me that you could tell that they were getting the popcorn ready for the game tonight. I mean, they're, you know, at the arena, yeah. They're getting better than the sound and smell of popcorn being made anywhere, yeah. At your home, at the arena. And then some people might think the sound of dribbling basketballs would be on the same level. It's just not. You never smell that, you know, butter when you're dribbling a basketball. It's popcorn that matters.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I don't know what just happened there, but I think it was something very mean that was said, Carver High. I think there was, I don't know, did you catch it? Because I didn't understand what he was saying, because I've been having, like, you know, technology ear to Frank problems all day. But, like, I think he said something mean.
It's possible. I didn't really hear him either. So, it's.
But I'm going to say it's yes. Possible. It was mean.
He was saying, you guys, well, look, you do this every day. Like, there's always some point where you're like, you're talking bad about somebody. And then that's usually what it is. Like, you guys are during a break. You're talking bad about people.
But you know what? We're good at it.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. But I mean, that's usually what it gets chalked up to, is that you're talking bad about somebody. And then, you know, then we get caught in a spot like this.
It all starts there. Doesn't it? Why don't we all just be more Christian? Couldn't we all just be better people? No,
I don't think that's possible either. All right, here we go. Game two tonight in OKC. Thunder -7.5. Tutty and a hook for the Thunder tonight. 217.5 is the total.
What is the number?
7.5.
So I have been warned by the young gun to take the T-Wolves tonight and 7.5. But you heard me. Oh, look at Denmark ties it up late. 1-1 with a on home ice. The world's unbelievable. They should be up 2-1 after the ref screwed them. So the young gun is telling me take the 7.5 with the T-Wolves. I stand by the Thunder winning by at least a 10 spot. Any over.
Yeah, I like the over more than a side. I don't know if I could do it again to myself.
The Timberwolves to take the under again because I hit the under in game one. I'm going to take the under again because the Thunder play great defense. And I think the Timberwolves are going to have to play great defense tonight to slow them down. Give me the under.
All right. I'm taking the over. And I hope the Timberwolves win just for the sake of
humanity.
I like good games. Like, they lose. Like, they're just going to be on a freight train to getting, like, swept or gentleman sweep or something like that. So, yeah. Hopefully they can take a game here in OKC and give us a little bit of gas. Yeah. One other NBA note for you. David Adelman has now officially been named the head coach of the Nuggets. So it didn't take long for them to...
He just slithered right into that gig, didn't he? Backstabber. He got his boy fired. He probably had nude photos of him.
Yeah, I don't know how well that's going to go. You know, the guy coached, what, 4 games to end the regular season and a couple rounds in the playoffs, and I don't know.
For his team, press conferences, trying to get all analytical with us and tell us how it is.
He's got it all figured out. Your boy David Adelman, and now we'll be seeing more of him because he's got the job.
Runs in the family. His dad coached forever. Now he'll coach forever. I watch this. I bet this guy coaches this team for 4 years, and he'll be fired. And then I predict after that, he'll have 5 more NBA head coaching jobs. Because these guys are like, honestly, they're like recycled bottle water. It's simple as that. They just don't go away. NHL and NBA coaches have 9 lives. They're like cats.
They really are. It's amazing. All right. So there you go. The NBA for tonight. Let's get the baseball in. There actually is a few things going on now. absolutely wild game in Toronto this afternoon. So the Padres tied the game in the top of the ninth with a two-run homer from Gavin Sheets. They took the lead in the top of the 10th. Toronto tied him. They took the lead again in the top of the 11th.
Toronto just tied him. Denmark is going to win the game with 40 seconds left.
But, like, is this a knockout round? Does this matter?
The Danes are going crazy, 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 crazy.
Is this a knockout round? Is this the knockout round? Is it the knockout round?
Getting involved.
Does it matter? Is it the knockout round or is it still the preliminary?
I hope it's the knockout round.
I hope so too, or else it just is it the quarters? So wow, they could eliminate Canada, which now that's a big deal if they eliminate Canada.
What a goal. He dragged it on his stick and Binnington went down on the ice. And he had shaved ice city and he went right up top where Grandma hides a reefer.
Gotta have it. So 6-6. The Blue Jays have the winning run on third with one out. The Phillies lead the Rockies 1-0. Top of the seventh in Colorado. No scoring there today. The A's got a homer from Brent Rooker in the first inning. They're up 3-1 on the Angels. And, of course, the Yankees have already won 1-0 against the Rangers out at the stadium. They swept that series, right? They took all three games from the Rangers this week.
Sir.
Nice job by them. I did want to at least give you last night's handiwork by them because I know you always love a good walk-off home run. Yankees had to rally to beat the Rangers 4-3. Jason Dominguez, and I'm going to tell you what kind of month this guy's had after we hear this. This was the walk-off homer on WFAN in New York last night, the Soul Man, Dave Sims.
2-0 to Dominguez, here's pitch. Spring ball, high fly ball, deep right field. This game is over! Into the second deck, Jason Dominguez and the Yankees walk him off. Yankees win this game 4-3.
Wow. Yeah, I knew that the Martian did that. Like, the end of this hockey game was absolutely insane. They beat Canada. They're going crazy on the ice. The players are celebrating. Like, it's like the USA beat Russia. That's what they're doing right now on the ice. They're all having sex with one another, and they threw their sticks and gloves like they just won the Stanley Cup or the Olympic gold medal. I mean to tell you, it is insanity. And the Canadian players look like they're a dog just got kidnapped. I mean, they all are bent over with their sticks on their knees. The Martian home run last night was exotic. You know, I love when the Bombers walk it off. And the young kid who's been absolutely tearing the cover off the ball with some of his big home runs. I mean, this guy's doing it all.
He really has been doing it all. In fact, in the month of May, he had a three-homer game, homered from both sides of the plate in a game, hit a grand slam, and hit a walk-off home run. First player in Major League history to do all of that in the same month. Now, a lot of that was that Friday night in Sacra Tomato, right?
He had a lot of those,
that Friday night in Sacra Tomato. He got a few of those. That's right. Yankee rotation without Cole this year. Freed, 1-2-9 with 60 Ks in 62 innings. Rodon, that's improved off of today. He had a good outing, 3-1-7, 72 Ks. He's now got more than 59. And Warren, 4-0-5, 60 Ks in 46 innings. Yankee rotation has been very good. Jacob DeGrom, unfortunately, didn't get the win last night. He pitched great against the Yankees. His last five starts, 31 innings, 36 Ks, 1.45 ERA, under one whip for Jacob DeGrom, who is back in the mix. The Mets beat the Red Sox 5-1 last night. We had another pitcher getting death threats, by the way, Liam Hendricks on the Red Sox. says him and his wife got death threats after the loss to the Mets last night. What the hell is the matter with people? Like, honestly, what is wrong with people?
Living in America.
It's just absolutely nuts that people do this stuff. It really is. We've talked about the Phillies. They beat the Rockies last night. The Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks. I'll save that for when we come back. I'll give you the Teoscar homer, and then we'll get into tonight's games. One of them has already been washed away for tonight. That would be the Red Sox and the Orioles already.
Who wants to watch that anyway?
Who would want to watch that anyway? So we'll do that when we come back.
I, like, are you telling me this Danish team just eliminated Canada?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
He just told me that he has to go to jury duty. Your boy Luke, I am Ilhala. He has to go to jury duty on Tuesday. Is there anything worse in life than the DMV and jury duty? Like, how about how they made people get real IDs? That was another dumb idea. Like, the whole world has to get a real ID. What was wrong with your driver's license to begin with? Nothing. And then you can still use a passport to get around it. And then jury duty. What a colossal waste of time that is. 9 out of 10 dentists prefer every time you go, you don't even get selected. You sit there all day, you make $5, and you don't get selected. So go figure, the one day I go in California, right? I get selected after I told them I hated everybody and I blame everybody for everything. They selected me. And at the time I was on like MTV and I was on, you know, radio everywhere in Los Angeles and every other city in America. So I was pretty well known, and they I guess thought I was smart or something, and they selected me. And I did a murder. I did a murder case, and I put some dude away. And these two chicks, three people put them away for life. They murdered some girl. And I hated every minute of it. I had to sit on this stupid jury for 3 weeks. I wanted to kill myself. And then I had to do it here. I swear to God, if I get that in the mail, I'm moving. I'll jump off a bridge. My wife had to do it. It's the worst experience of your life. I mean, it is the worst. You should be able to bring booze and reefer to the jury room. To the jury duty room where you sit there for 8 hours. You should be allowed to smoke and drink and get hammered and have sex in that room. Are we on the air, Frank? We are. This whole thing has been on the air. Frank, get my tequila. Can you just... Tuesday jury duty, Carver High. Honestly. Have you ever been picked, Carver High, for jury duty yet?
I think about... No, I did once, 12, 13 years ago. I think they got me on some case, and we were there for like 2 days.
Don't you think if you do it, you should never have to do it again? Why don't they let all the people that have no jobs do it?
If you get put on a case, you should never have to do it again. Now, the weird part is, and I almost don't even want to talk about it because I'm going to jinx it. Like, I haven't gotten anything from them in a real long time. Like, I think they wanted me to do it. I think it was when Olivia was being born. So about 7 or 8 years ago, they called me again, and I told them I can't come. And they said, "All right, you're good for 6 years. You're out. You're having a baby. You're whatever." So, and I haven't heard from them since. So I'm hoping that I never that I don't hear.
I hate those from people. Again, I hope they all get the measles.
Yeah. Last thing for the baseball before tonight's games: Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks 3-1 last night. All the Dodger runs
cover
courtesy of Teoscar Hernandez on Sportsnet LA.
High drive, center field and deep. This ball is gone. Teo tees off and puts the Dodgers in front.
Isn't that David Davis guy, and they got him doing like the World Series on Fox. He's another homerized milk toaster.
Yes, that is him.
He's another
great Joe Davis. He is a homerized milk toaster. There is no question about that.
Homerized milk toaster. I never thought Buck was. I really didn't. I thought he knew how to do a national game.
Never had a problem with Buck doing the games. I know everybody gets all crazy about him, but even when he did baseball, I didn't have a problem.
Dodger play-by-play guy calling the Dodgers World Series wins.
Well, painful. Yeah, you know, it's not as painful as, say, Reggie doing the Knicks Pacer games in the Eastern Conference Finals. But it's up there. It's definitely up there. Royals beat the Giants yesterday. The bad news, more bad news for the Giants. Justin Verlander on the IL.
You lose.
The pec injury. That happens when you're still 40 years old and playing in the majors. You're going to come up with more and more injuries. And that has happened to him here. All right, let's get to tonight. 2-0 Phillies, by the way. And the Blue Jays did win that game 7-6 in 11. They did walk it off against the Padres in the bottom of the 11th inning. So nice job by them. We'll start in Detroit, where the Tigers and the Guardians open a four-gamer. Tanner Bibee and Jack Flaherty will be going in this one today. Minus 135 for the Tigers, plus $1.15 for Cleveland. 7.5 is the total.
All right, so you're telling me Bibee's going for them. This is my fault here. It's very important I get this right because I'm looking at the odds and I lost it for a second. I got it now. So Bibee against Flaherty. I got to tell you, Flaherty, man, and is he due or what? This guy has been absolutely terrible since he, the fascist, went over there and got his World Series ring at the Dodgers. You remember? I mean, this guy was the two-week rental. Like, he was like a Airbnb. He has done nothing. They gave him all that money to come back to Detroit. He's done nothing. Tonight, he finally wins a game against Bibee. Give me Flaherty and the Tigers.
Flaherty and the Tigers. The Pirates start of a four-gamer at home against the Brewers this evening. Mike Burrows.
Who
is Mike Burrows? Not his major league debut. He was with the team last year, it looks like, for a little bit. Mike Burrows will pitch for the Pirates tonight. Aaron Civale will go for the Brew Crew. Minus 115 for Milwaukee, minus 105 for the Pirates, and an 8.5.
I mean, Civale is so awful. His ERA is 15. So I'm just like on Burrows for the hell of it. Why'd you go fishing for the halibut? Give me the Bucks for a third straight win. Stop the press. Clear the decks. Cannonball coming.
You know, Milwaukee was undecided for most of the day about who was going to pitch. I have a Pirate on my list for later, but Brian Reynolds is 4-for-16 with 2 homers off of Civale in his career, and he's probably a really big price. So maybe we can clear the decks with Reynolds tonight.
Clear the decks.
Out at PNC if possible. We will come back, and I have two others for you. And the Taters, like I said, Baltimore and Boston washed away. They will not play at Fenway tonight. But we do have Atlanta, Washington, Seattle, Houston, and some home runs. So we will do that on the other side here. 3-2 A's over the Angels now. 3-2 A's.
Whoa, I'm just not having that. I need a halo, a rally cap.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best.
For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. initial quality study award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
I do. I remember his name. His name was Tony Rakakis. He was the longest tenured DA in Orange County history in California. This guy was the DA forever. He won the election like 30 times. He was the DA, and he prosecuted the case. So he was the DA, and he was the prosecutor for the guy and the two girls that committed murder, and I put all three of them away for life. I'll never forget when I went in the deliberations, there were like two people that weren't convinced they did it, as the chick lay dead with a baby inside of her, dead too. And I'm like, you two stupid asshats. I'm going to be here all weekend because of you two morons. What are you going to snap out of it? She's dead. They killed her and the baby, you morons. I started screaming at people in the room, and then they went, guilty. Boom. And then I was like, send them to death. Hang them. Crucify them. I just wanted to get out of there. I remember going there every day. I was in the parking lot blowing bowls. Are we on the, Frank, we're on again?
We are.
Oh, my God. It's just an inopportune time to be. Never mind. Probably talk hockey now. Good idea.
No, we'll finish the baseball first. All right. The Braves and the Nationals in D.C. tonight. They were rained out last night. A.J. Smith-Shawver against Trevor Williams. -160 for the Braves, +130 for Washington, and an 8.5.
You know I'm on the Bravos hearing your boy Smith-Shawver over Williams. Williams is complete butter. He's 2-5 and gets racked every time he pitches.
And finally, not a lot of the night action, but Seattle and Houston will start a four-gamer down there at the Astros place. George Kirby's Dreamland making his season debut. He's been on the IL all year in Kirby's Dreamland, back for the M's. Lance McCullers Jr., who's had a rough couple starts to come back off of his injury, -145 for Seattle, +120 for Houston, and an 8.5.
Yeah, I mean, Seattle always wins on the road. Kirby's dream land is back, and McCullers got people threatening to kill his entire family. So I'm going to go with the guy that doesn't have these kind of problems. Give me Seattle.
Give you Seattle. There you go for tonight. Did he get it again? Oh, Rooker just missed his second homer. It's off the wall in the left corner. It'll be an RBI, or will it be an RBI double? Got him at the plate. Wow, what a throw out there in the outfield. So it'll stay 3-2 for the A's over Anaheim. All right, tater time for tonight. Let's go.
Tater.
Only four, of course. We don't have a lot of games. We already had a game rained out. I am going after McCullers with, of course, Cal Raleigh. Why wouldn't I? +350 for Cal tonight. Cruise missile? You know, I feel like it's been like a week and a half, 2 weeks since we've gotten one. And I feel even better about it now that Savale's pitching for Milwaukee. So +420 for a cruise missile tonight out at PNC.
And Kerry Carpenter,
and I think I'm going to sprinkle a Reynolds too. Kerry Carpenter has a homer off of Bybee in his career, hits him well, +440 for him. And I'm going CJ Abrams, who's been hot lately, +560 against the Braves and Smith-Shawver. I think the Wood Doctor's a good play there too. The Brave guys are really, really low. You know, Ozuna and Olsen, you know, they're in like the 250 to 300 range. Little too, not enough for me. I'm greedy. So I'm going to go with Abrams at +560. Raleigh, Cruz, Carpenter, and Abrams tonight to ring the bell.
With a sprinkle of Reynolds.
Yes, with a sprinkle of Reynolds this evening as well. There you go. Your night in baseball. I think the
Chicks
only thing we'll
the
start. They do dig the long ball. I will, since I have a minute, I will tell you because I don't think I've gotten to do it yet today. We do have the Charles Schwab Challenge going, round one, down at Colonial in Fort Worth, of course, first round.
Broker Carl.
Yes. All of the afternoon crew is out. Scotty Scheffler's 3-under through 11, and everybody is chasing John Pack.
Who?
Who? Are you kidding me? Who is John Pack? I bet this stuff every week, and I've never heard of this guy. He shot a 7-under 63 this morning, and he is the leader in the clubhouse at the Charles Schwab.
What is happening here? Look at this leaderboard.
John
it's awful. It's just awful.
Yeah, but here comes. Well, Scotty's got a few holes. Could he get to 7? You think with 7 holes left today. He's at 3 under. I think he could play the last 7 and 4 under and at least tie this guy back. We shall see. Scheffler's that good. He's been a little spotty today, though.
I don't even see Scheffler at 3 under. I must be tripping.
He's tied for 8, 3 under through 11. I have on my official PGA leaderboard.
I'm just not seeing that. I see him at 2 under now. He's 2 under.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.